Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
We need to get Ulton in here. That's the important thing now. I need Ulton Connell in here now. Now, this is the old songs.
Who's gonna sing the old songs? Who's gonna sing the old songs? Who's gonna dance the old steps? And who's gonna sing along? That's Big Mike in the corner, after 12 pints of stout, with a falsetto tone built like a brick house. Yet I fall to my knees when he sings Raglan Road, and my heart is transposed from its breaking. We sing Ave Maria, you are my sunshine, the mountains of Moher to the Wichita line, man. Forget all your worries, we haven't a care. Sing along in the starlight tonight. Tess, please enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. There's a bun in her hair in a room plied with drink. Yet she takes me away as she sings it with joy, and my mind is transposed from its aching. Who's gonna sing the old songs? Who's gonna sing the old songs? Who's gonna dance the old steps? And who's gonna la-di-da? Who's gonna sing the old songs? Who's gonna sing the old songs? Who's gonna do the old rhymes when all the old-timers are gone? Then there's Billy from Dublin, he'll take over the night, with a pint in one hand and the other the mic. Yet I stomp up my feet when he sings Dirty Old Town, and my black dog makes his way back home. We sing The Wild Rover, I'll take you home again, Kathleen. To know him is to love him, all I have to do is dream. Forget all your worries, we haven't a care. Sing along in the starlight tonight. There's that gang up the front, they've had more than a few. They scream and they squabble about nothing new. Yet they fill up the space, it sure is a rare place. Sing along in the starlight tonight. Who's gonna sing the old songs? Who's gonna sing the old songs? Who's gonna dance the old steps? And who's gonna la-di-da? Timers are gone.
I love that song, Ulton Connell. Have a drink, why don't you?
Thanks, man. Water, by the way.
This water. Sadly, it's water. Sadly. That's a great song, the old songs, featuring Miss Reader.
Yes, Eddie's on there.
You're a great man. But you're never afraid to line up with other people either, because you've always had a bit of that in you, which is lovely.
Yeah.
A collaboration.
Never
like,
afraid to bug people.
No. But it's collaboration, which is like a great thing, you know?
Yeah, I love it, Marty. And on this album, more than any, I collaborated because the producer, David Garza, co-wrote some of the songs, and he really produced the album, and I was so thrilled to kind of hand them duties over and put my faith in, you know, somebody to have an overview.
It wasn't done here, it wasn't produced here.
No, in Los Angeles.
Look at you.
Yeah.
But you see, again, for those of us who might remember the last time we were chatting, you're no stranger to Los Angeles. You have friends in high places.
I do. Well, yeah, I've got really good friends over there and great musicians, so it keeps bringing me back there, and that's the main thing that brings me back. I kind of met a gang over there who I fit in with artistically and get along with, more importantly.
Yeah.
And I just love going back there, Marty. And you feel exotic out there. You know, I'm very Irish out there.
And yet, if you call me for more, so.
Yeah, and actually, that record is definitely the most Irish feel to it of anything I've done. And I went to Los Angeles to do that, which is kind of unusual.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
But this is, like, it's called, we better explain, Ulton Connell presents the Starlight Ballroom. Starlight Ballroom is a real place.
Yes, it was in Westport.
In Westport.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, and the old songs is just perfect for what it is, that image of people of a certain, in a certain period of time. Mm. When was it at its height, would you?
See, I was born in 1980 and it died down in 1981. So for me to write about it, I love the idea that I can really just throw my imagination at it and make it as wonderful as I imagine it to have been, you know?
Yes.
And I, when I heard Roy Orbison played, you know, in the west of Ireland, in rural Ireland on a tour, yeah, I was just gobsmacked to think that that happened back then.
It
you
is
know,
amazing, isn't
people
it?
Showed up in hundreds and thousands from around the county to go see him. And I thought if that was on, I'd certainly be going. But, you know, yeah, it was before my time.
That was 1969.
Yes.
I am staggered by there's two, Roy Orbison and Johnny Cash. Are the two people who played Ireland regularly?
Oh, yeah, in rural Ireland.
In rural Ireland.
Yeah.
And you, isn't it terrific, yeah, when you think about it?
And there's actually an old dance hall in Kiltormer, which is in County Galway, a tiny little village, and Jim Reeves played there. And the front of the building is still there. And if you stand in front of it, it looks fabulous. But if you look at the sides, it's just a ruin. It's almost like a film set.
Go off.
Yeah,
it's a paradiso. Yeah. That's amazing,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. I'm fascinated by that.
Yeah, know, it is. But you've brought that to life with the CD. You really have.
Oh, thanks,
and
Marcy,
the songs and the sort of the I love, there's a track on it called Rivertown, which is just...
Oh, wonderful. And oh. Eddie's on that as well. And that's one I kind of wrote about. I come from Loughrea and I live in a smaller place called Ahaskra.
Yes.
And I remember before the bypass in Loughrea, everyone coming from Dublin would be stuck in traffic there. And I always got the feeling walking up the town that they'd look out and go, feck this place, you know? Yes. So I kind of wrote that song from the point of view of, if you live in one of these places, you know, you have a good life. Don't judge it by driving through it, you know? Yes, so that's why right, I wanted to, right, to,
yeah, just
to write that.
Yeah, just enjoy what you're doing. I want to take another track while you're here because I'm not going to waste the moment. Paradise Lane is another one, but look, there's so many. But the Starlight Ballroom is the main focus of this. You're going to tour this. You're doing some dates. Dates,
yes,
as well.
I am indeed. I'm doing now. What's on the flyer there,
I, where am I supposed to be?
The 12th of October, I'm in, yeah, Bob's Hideout in Durrow. The 26th, yes, of October, I'm in the Dock in Carrick and Shannon.
You
27th
are?
Of October, Moynihan's Clonmel. 3rd of November, Theatre Royal, Castlebar. November 4th, Tyveark, Galway. November 5th, the Workman's Club, Dublin.
And it'll be the Starlight. But you'll do other tracks as well.
Oh, yes, I'm dipping into the back catalogue, as they say.
This is the Starlight Ballroom. I love this.
Everybody came to the town that day, Jackie in her old blue heels, Ronan from Knock on a motorbike, and Bridget from Tormakeedy. Oh, pretty woman, how long must I dream? In 1969, they were always the best of friends. Here have my shoulder to cry. But the start of the end came when Ronan winked and Bridget caught his broad smile. Jackie, dear little girl, dry your eyes. In 1969, Chambers and the San Anto played on the opening night. A
Above the dance floor, a sparkly night sky made out of fairy light. With a dancing fever, we're gonna dance all night. In 1969, in Westport Town, Roy Orbison played at the Starlight Ballroom. The Starlight Ballroom. In 1980.
Love that song. Can I just ask you about the strings? Alton Collins with me this morning, and we're talking about the Starlight Ballroom, which is his brand new CD. The strings on this is
beautiful.
Yes,
a friend of mine called Dave Curtis from San Diego, but he lives in Tuam. So anyone out there who wants something like that on the record, I couldn't recommend Dave.
Isn't
enough.
It's beautiful.
Oh, he's a genius and a wonderful person.
Ah, that's lovely. No, it is. It's very special because it's that extra dimension to it.
It adds the old ballroom, I think, feel to it. It just adds that lovely sheen to it at the end. Yeah.
Ulton's just after handing me vinyl. Look at you going on your vinyl now.
That is the way it should be consumed, Marty. That or CD, I would insist.
We have the full record player in here any day now. You just said to me when we were listening to, Starlight Ballroom just now, you said to me, it's actually, you can feel that it's warmer on the vinyl.
Oh, God, yeah. When I sat down and listened to the press cutting, as they call of that,
yes,
I sat and I turned it around, listened to both sides, and I said, okay, I've definitely made an album that I'm going to have for the rest of my life.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, and it kind of eased the pressure, Marty, of this release date and the pressure to push it all right now. Because I kind of feel like, you know, somebody might discover one of them songs in 2 years or four years. And I know it'll kind of stand up, I feel, anyway, personally.
Sure, but it's also the great thing about holding something and having it. And also the fact is, vinyl, we forget the size of
it's huge,
a record.
It?
Yeah, and it's very hard not to know you have it.
Totally, like you won't lose that.
No, but I mean, if you stream stuff, the stuff disappears.
Oh,
no, but it disappears into the system, and therefore, you play it for a while, then it's gone, and you forget that you played it, or you forget it, or whatever. Whereas if you have this, the CD, yes, but the album.
Yeah, I actually bought a record player about 4 months ago, and now I sit and listen to records, and when I sit there, I feel like I haven't heard music in years.
But you're,
that is the
you're
feeling.
Of an age, would you have had a record player?
No.
No.
Tapes in the 80s and then the CDs in the 90s. That was, and then this streaming thing, which I think is going to actually die out because it's just, there's too much coming at everyone. You can't consume it properly.
No, but like equally, there's a number of positives. The one positive for me is that they're quite good at sticking up new stuff and you go, oh, that you might know about.
Yes.
So there's a
taster.
But you're not making money out of it.
Oh, God, no.
Unless you're being played 4 million times.
I don't know, even so.
Oh, really?
Not necessarily, yeah. You could get a couple of million streams on Spotify, I think, and get a royalty check of about 100 quid or something.
Oh, serious?
Yeah, it's very bad. When I sell CDs and vinyl from the website or from a gig, for me as a musician, like, that's a big win, you know?
Not
just financially, but morale-wise, you're like, okay, it's working.
That's right.
People are bringing my music home.
And also the idea, you see somebody walking out with this LP under their arm, you know they're going home to put on the record
player. Get mugged.
Well, it's a great weapon. You can fight back with vinyl. Yeah. But the great thing is, CDs, no protection.
No.
But the great thing about this is that you know they're going home, it's a moment.
They
have to, you know, you've got the light on, you're sitting down, it's comfy, you're getting the record player.
Yeah.
Like, it's a whole ritual.
You have their undivided attention if they listen to it. They won't switch that over too quickly.
No. Plus, if there's something to read on it,
yes,
even better.
Yeah.
Which is just very important.
That's wonderful. It is a wonderful thing, and I hope that it kind kind of makes even a bigger resurgence, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Now, listen, where you said Oscar's home.
Yeah, I live there. Now, that's right. My home, yeah.
But, like, I remember when we talked during COVID and all those times when you were still making music and you were still in touch. So it's interesting that when you think back to those times and now, as the world opens up and you're doing gigs and you're back in the... You know, you're travelling, you're out and about all again.
Oh, yeah, that's different, yeah.
But you were so positive even when you were in that situation. And you still bring that with you. I just think you're great. But I'm a great fan of yours, as you know. But
thank
you're incredibly
you,
positive about what you do, which is very important.
Yeah, I think I have to be. Like everyone, I get disheartened an awful lot with it. But I think, and if I don't get something that I'm looking for in a weird way, it kind of makes me want to fight harder, you know, and keep pursuing it and keep going with it. But I think that time at home suited me a little because I am a little bit of a home bird. So there's a little part of me going, oh, love. I don't have to get in the car and go meet people.
That's right. Yeah. You didn't have to do anything. I understand.
No. But saying that, Marty, I'm thrilled to be out with this. And I've been gigging a lot the last 6 months around Ireland. I've actually been doing a lot of rural gigs. I've been following that ballroom path and meeting the most wonderful people.
Really?
And yeah, I've been taking my music to little villages and playing solo as acoustic. And just some of the people I'm meeting, Marty, and I'm getting emails after and messages saying, like, you know, nothing comes through these places. So I just get the nicest messages
That's
going.
Interesting.
Yeah, one lady just said her husband passed away a couple of years ago, and you know, I took her out of this kind of sadness that she was feeling. And when you get something like that now, that is the big win as well. Like, I mean, it's great to get a player from you and everything, and a compliment. But you know, when you get something like that from a punter, you're kind of going, "Oh my God, I've made a difference with somebody." So that's fantastic.
But that is the connection, that if you have that connection and you found that with people, that's just so important.
Oh, it's everything.
Know?
Yeah, it's huge,
because then you matter in another realm, if you will, to them, and that's a nice feeling.
Oh yeah, and if you feel like you're doing good to somebody like that, I mean, it certainly is a good feeling.
If I was to play Paradise Lane, is that the one with the funny introduction? Is that safe?
No, there's no funny. This is just an a cappella one with no bad language.
Mumbo by the river Shannon, where the boats go by. Saddled up, ready to cycle across the countryside. To find a place she'd only heard its name. Paradise Lane. Don't you be silly, it's only a house or two. But she's still amazed what the mind of a child full of wonder can do. To find a place beyond the wind and rain. Daddy's gone. wheels on the gravel go round and up and down. The little girl with the big dream is paradise bound to find a place beyond the tears and pain. Paradise lay.
Paradise Lane, Alton Connell.
My mum told me a story, Marty. She grew up in Mealik, Aircourt, and Paradise Lane is a street in Aircourt village. She grew up in Mealik.
Yeah.
And when she was a little girl, she heard her parents and the neighbours talk about a place called Paradise Lane, and she got it into her head that it was Disneyland.
Go off.
Yeah, and she got on her bike and cycled a few miles. And when she got there, she looked over the wall and it was just a few old houses.
Oh, for God's
sake. So when she told me the story, she laughed herself at it, and I really wanted to write a song about it.
It's a lovely image.
I thought it was a nice story as well.
Yeah, it is. But isn't that the great thing about being a songwriter, that you can take these stories and you can embellish them, you can turn them into your reality, if you will. That you're a storyteller, that's what you are.
Yeah, and you can play with it as much as you like, there's no barriers, so that's
I think it's wonderful. You've just did what you've done before. You're a gas man. You brought in music by other people. Can I just say, you're kind of an exceptional fella, Alton. Not many people do that. Bring music by other people to say, you should have listened to this. That's very impressive. Can I just say?
No problem. I wouldn't bring them in unless I thought, you know, they were good artists.
Yes, I know that. But equally, there's a pal of mine called Pete Murphy. You know Pete?
Oh, yeah.
Who's a record plugger, and he knows exactly when something comes. He says, no, I know that'll be good for you, and he gives me a shout.
Yeah,
and I'm sure there's other stuff he doesn't come near me with at all, but he knows what's right for it. It's funny, isn't it?
Yeah,
you get
absolutely.
That kind of link with somebody. And Sabrina Dynan, she plays support to you.
Yeah, she's going to be doing the support gigs for this tour that's upcoming, and she's amazing. Yeah, I mean, people will hear, when they do hear her, there'll be no stopping her.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Well, I'll play her after half nine. I'll give this a play.
Really?
Now.
Yeah, she'd be delighted.
Listen, we finish up on All Sewn Up, which is going for you. You said about going on your own, but are you, do you have a band?
Yeah, on this tour I've got an amazing band with me. Alan Kelly, who plays with Eddie Reader,
is
coming on accordion. Jimmy Higgins on percussion, who's Christy Moore's main man. He's in The Stunning as well. And Micheál O'Connor, my good friend, on guitar.
That's fantastic.
So it's a wonderful band, Marty, and we're really looking forward to them shows.
That, you see, the thing is, the acoustic thing is one thing, but when you have the band, it gives you the opportunity to do all the bits.
Oh, yeah, and these guys are top class, so to have them with you on the stage, you know, they really carry you.
So you're in Doro's a solo gig.
Doro's solo, and so is Tipperary. Those are four band gigs.
Yeah, so it's the Dock and Carrick and Shannon on the 26th of October, Theatre Royal Castlebar the 3rd of November, and Tyve Yark and Galway on the 4th, and then the 5th, the Workman's Club in Dublin. Warren says, welcome, lovely to have Alton Connell on the programme. Leaves Festival?
Oh yes, in Leash.
Oh, in Leash, is it?
Yeah,
the 9th of November. There you go. You didn't mention that to me, no. You see the way someone else came in with that.
Listen, on Marion.
You brought me a sweet. Now, this is a very interesting sweet. Where did you get this?
That came from Iran.
Is it?
Well, no, Marion Road.
but it looks like it originally could have come from Iran.
Yeah, my friend who he's great. I stay in his house when I come up to see you, Marty, and his wife is Iranian, and they were in the cupboard, and I stole two of them.
So you robbed sweets from the people who put them. There's gratitude.
One for Ian and one for you.
And it's almond, you said. It's almond.
I read the back of it. It said 38%. No, 38% pistachio. And that's what stole it for me.
Oh, that'll do me. That's fantastic. Best before June 1987. Keep the faith, my friend. Keep the faith.
she has it all sewn up. All sewn up, neat at the seam. She's the cat that got the cream, grooms incessantly.
Song All Sewn Up, music from Ultan Conlon, the great Ultan Conlon, and thanks to him for coming in. And Maria King was on to say well done about his great ability to connect, which indeed is true. He has this amazing ability to connect. Now what time is it? It is at 9:25.
RTE Lyric FM Traffic and Travel, sponsored by Citroën. Nothing moves us like Citroën.
Now, Sinead, sorry, a little late now. We're chat all tonight. We're having the chat. My apologies.
No
my
worries,
apologies,
or as they say, Hakuna
no,
Matata.
That'll be the line of the day. Hakuna Matata.
It's
yeah.
No. Well,
okay, tell me off.
Okay, I'll start off in Dublin, where there's a breakdown on the M1 southbound. It's in the right lane before the Dublin Tunnel, so take care there. Busy on the M50 southbound from Junction 5 Finglas to Junction 6 Blanchardstown. It's bumper to bumper on the Ballymun Road inbound from Santry Avenue to Griffith Avenue, and you can expect a queue as well heading in on the N4 from Junction 3 Lucan to the M50. There are delays in Cork on the North City Link Road from the Watercourse Road Junction to the North Quays, and on the N28 Ringaskiddy Road eastbound between Raphine Bridge and Shanbally Cross. You could be a while in Galway if you're heading east on the Barna Road from the Kingston Road Junction to Salt Hill. And finally, watch out for works again today in Waterford on the N72 from Cappoquin to the Closhmore turnoff. They'll be in place until 7 p.m. this evening and for the next few weeks. And that's the latest traffic and travel news.
That's fantastic. Well done, all told. Got there now. I'll set you free now.
I'll see you tomorrow morning.
Early lady. Talk to you in the morning.
Bye.
Thanks, Jeanette. Ultra Collar was here and his Starlight Ballroom, brand new album, which was a Marty Recommends last week. There's an opening track in it called Susie Gossip. That's brilliant. We'll stick those gigs up on our webpage as well. Right.
Skies. The cemetery whispers so many names. Seamus and Laura, pray for John and James. Now there's one that makes me smile. Gotta wonder how she lived her life. Talking about Susie, Susie gossip under the shade of the tree. Susie, who is she? Talking about Susie gossip. Moving on, I hum and sing your name, Lady Gossip. Yeah, she's got it all. I wanna write you the world's greatest song. And sing about how much you meant to everyone. Gonna tell the town about the good you done. Talking about Susie, Susie gossip, hear her name on the breeze. Susie, who is she? Talking about Susie gossip, talking about Susie. Talking about Susie, Susie gossip, sinking ships on the sea. Susie, who is she? Talking about Susie gossip. Susie was a mom and a loving wife. She'd say you gotta hold on to the ones who treat you right. It's like a good run at the picture house, or like a movie that stays with you long after the crowd's gone. Talking about Susie, Susie gossip under the shade of the tree. Susie, who is she? Talking about Susie gossip.
Gorgeous. Susie Gossip, which is the opening track on Alton Cullen's The Starlight Ballroom. Great interview with Alton Martin, for which I've just bought a couple of tickets for his concert at the Workman's Club in Dublin on the 5th of November, Guy Fawkes Night. Looking forward to fireworks. It's Pat Scully in Buddhist in Dublin. He's an absolute gent. He truly is.